Good morning. Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis. We are holding Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis in the middle of the page by the two dots. We are middle discussing the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, as it said in our Mishnah, that Machshirim of Mila Adrecha Shabbos, just like Mila Adrecha Shabbos, Machshirim of Mila Adrecha Shabbos as well. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Akiva, of course, argues and says the Machshirim of Mila are not Adrecha Shabbos. That's how we paskin. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, which is how we rule, one could do the act of Bismillah itself, which is a malacha, which is chabura on Shabbos, that's okay. But anything else, carrying the knife, preparing the knife, any other preparations cannot be done on Shabbos. According to Blazer, no, even the preparations, even fashioning a knife, making a knife from scratch, cutting down a tree to make the charcoal, to melt the metal, to make the knife, is all permissible. All the machshirim are Deicha Shabbos. The Mer got into a conversation as to where else does Rabbi Eliezer say the machshirim are Deicha, machshirim of mitzvah Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara said that by tzitzis and by mezuzah, the machshirim are not Deicha Shabbos. However, by shtei lechem, by aimer, by lulav, by sukkah, by matzah, by shefer, all these cases, the machshirim are Deicha Shabbos. So we're going through the different sources, how we know in the various cases that the machshirim are Deicha Shabbos. Number one, what's the source? And then number two, once we have a source, why can't we learn the other cases from the most recent case that we bring a source? Why does each one need its own drasha? So we're up to the last one. We're up to shefer. Says the Gemara, shefer, how do we know that shefer is Deicha Shabbos? This is up to the Gemara. It's around. It's by the two dots. And two dots, right past the around 75% the way down, 60% the way down the page. Shefer, second one of the line. Shefer chol machshir deicha Shabbos. Shefer on all the machshir, all the preparation is deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar, Menolei, Rabbi Elazar, ha. How does Rabbi Elazar know that shefer is deicha Shabbos, the preparation is deicha Shabbos? By the way, what preparation of shefer is a melacha to begin with? The preparation is taking the shefer off the head of the animal. The Mer is going to discuss that the Mer is going to address. Blowing shefer itself is only a drabbanon. The case is cutting the shefers off that we spoke at, taking the shape of the animal's head, is gezes. Says the Gemara. So how do we know it's Deicha Shabbos? Imer, Mishtei Lechem. You want to learn from Imer, the mitzvah of Imer, the carbon Imer, or the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. That they're Deicha Shabbos, Shkein and Tzerech Kavei. You can't learn from them. Those are Kachim. Those are Tzerech Kavei. How could you learn from there to a mitzvah which is not Kachim? Imer Lulav. You want to learn from Lulav. We point out already, Shkein Tzerech Kavei, Arag Minim. Lulav has a Chumet. Lulav is comprised of four Minim. You have the Lulav, Esrik, Hadassah, Ravis, and they're all Ma'akiv we spoke of from Tesfis. It's not just on this four Minim. The four Minim that are Ma'akiv, Shefer is one Min. Okay, even sukkah, you want to learn from sukkah, shkenegas blasphemy, kibem him. Sukkah is a mitzvah that's knowing both by day and night, but sukkah's teshuva applies both day and night. All the other mitzvahs that we were saying are Deicha Shabbos are not day and night, they're only by day. Such a shefer, the mitzvah is only by day. You can't learn shefer out of sukkah. Even matzah, you want to learn from matzah, shkenegas benashim, kavanashim. This is the last Gemara we had yesterday, which was that matzah is knowing even by women, as opposed to shefer and all the other mitzvahs are knowing only by men. And therefore, you can't learn out shefer from matzah either. So what's the source that shefer, these Deicha Shabbos, the machshirin of shefer Deicha Shabbos? Elam HaKrok, Yom Truah Yilachem, says Yom Truah, a day of Truah, a day of blowing. And we darshan b'yom afil b'shabbos. Yom Truah tells me, b'yom, even on Shabbos, the mitzvah of shefer is Deicha Shabbos. Ulamai. The Moral says, L'gabi, what is a Deicha Shabbos? Yilem Letzkiya, if it means the actual blowing of the shefer, the fact that you blow shefer is Deicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Says Gemara, you need a pasuk to tell me that shefer is Deicha Shabbos, the blowing of shefer. Because the pasuk says, you can't do a lach, yatsa tkiya shefer, we had this read in the early Masechta a couple of times, yatsa tkiya shefer, taking the bread off the oven wall, or blowing shefer, those are not malachas. When the pasuk says, kablachasasu, the isser of doing malach on Shabbos is dafka malachas, as opposed to these, shehi chachma v'ein malacha. They're chachma, they're talents, they're skills, but they're not malachas, they're not creative. They're not creative work, they're just, they're talent, they're skillful work, but they're not creative work. And therefore, it wouldn't be included in the issue in the first place. Blowing shefer itself, midrabanan is usher. Rediyas apas, midrabanan is usher, it's patlav usher. Midrabanan is usher. From the Raisa, on a biblical level, it wasn't usher anyway. You wouldn't need a pasuk to be matter that. So rather, what is it? Says Gemara el machshirin. Rather means, for the machshirin of shefer, like we said, the machshirin of shefer could be, the simple mouth could be taking it off the animal's head. Gezes, that is the, that is the heter. We're saying it's deicha, it's deicha Shabbos. What's ironic is, we pointed out, of course, there's a classic case where we have the gzir of Rabbah, the Shemir of Rindal Amos, was scared that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, a person may come to carry for Amos, and therefore Chazal will gaze that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't even blow the Shefer because he may come to carry it. But ironic, but that's of course, that whole gzirah goes according to, that fits according to Shitzur Bekiva, who says, according to Shitzur Bekiva, who says, the Machshirin are not deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, is saying, even the Machshirin are deicha Shabbos. You not even take off the animal's head. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Lechair would be the opposite extreme. We certainly wouldn't be concerned about you may come to carry it on Shabbos, but if you let a Machshirin, you let it be over and Gezes, you let it be over different Lechas to prepare for Shabbos, certainly we shouldn't be concerned about the fact you may come to carry on Shabbos. Lechair would that Gezer of Rabbah only goes with our Halach Lamaisa, which goes like a Bekiva. Okay. Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanu Agar Belaz, they hold Machshirin are not deicha Shabbos by Shefer. What do they do with the word Yom? Yom Shu is a good Russia. Remember, by Milu, we didn't get there yet. Tomorrow is going to ultimately spend today's daf, today's whole Amud Aleph, which leads to even different drushas and discussion on the base as well. Tomorrow is focused on what's the source that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. We've been taking it for granted from the word B'yayim, which is ultimately clearly the drasha from the seven that the Gemara is going to bring. It's the, or eight. The drasha the Gemara likes best is U'B'yayim. That's what we keep bringing. So ultimately, the Rabbanan agree that Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos because of B'yayim. So here too, it says the word by Shefer, B'yayim Tru'a. Maybe it should tell you that it's Deicha Shabbos. And the Machshir, B'Shefer, Deicha Shabbos, says, B'yayim Le'Belayla. No, B'yayim over there is needed for something else. Very simple, tell you the mitzvah shayfer is dafka by day, not at night. For Blazer ben Leilam Manali, Taker Blazer, how does he know this din? Why is BM extra to teach me Zeicha Shabbos? Maybe I need to tell me it means by day, not by night. Nafkami Yom Kippur to Yom Shabbos Artzachem. No, he learns that it means day and not night by shayfer from Yom Kippur. Which shayfer of Yom Kippur talking about? There's not the shayfer that we blow every year by Ne'ilah. This is referring to the pasuk of Mahar, which is the shayfer that's blown by Yevil, Yom Kippur of Yevil. That shayfer is the pasuk describes around the BM Mahar. That shayfer. Actually, it demonstrates that Yevil's in full force. Avadim that were supposed to be working with the masters, La'ilim, they go free. Karka that was belonged to someone else earlier, that belonged to a different family, it was sold, reverts back to its original owner, original family by Yevil. That's the Shefer blowing of Yevil on Yom Kippur. So now, we learn from there, it says, B'yayim HaKippurim, we learn from there that Shefer blowing in general, is by day. V'gam Ramadad, he says, I clean up the Shefer blowing of Yom Kippur from the Shefer blowing of Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur has to be by day, so too, Rosh Hashanah needs to be by day. That's how Rabbi Elazar learns it. In fact, Rav Lechta Chomer B'Shefer, L'Leso Hanach V'Ligmer. So actually, before you say that, just one quick point, that there's a fundamental, we're not going to get into it on a Lamedish level, but just on a very basic level, even though we're saying there's clearly a mitzvah of Shefer on Rosh Hashanah, every year we know about that, and a mitzvah of Shefer on Yom Kippur by Yevil, and we're learning out, according to Rabbi Elazar, the din of when you're supposed to blow Shefer, which is by day as opposed to by night, from on Rosh Hashanah, is being learned from Yom Kippur of Yevil. It is too fun, there is a fundamental difference between the two Shefer blowings. Rambam, when he explains the Shefer blowing of Yom Kippur, he writes the mitzvah is Litkaya Shefer. It's actually the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha by Shefer on Yom Kippur is Litkaya Shefer. It's to blow the Shefer. The mitzvah is to blow the Shefer. What's the mitzvah of Shefer Rosh Hashanah? We all know. What's the bracha that we make? Lishmaya Kol Shefer, to hear the Shefer. So it's a little bit of a different, it's, they're both related, obviously. Same mitzvah, same concept of Shefer. Agamar is clearly saying we can learn out that the time frame when you do the mitzvah is B'yayim. We learn out Rosh Hashanah from Kippur, so we could learn out one for the other, but the actual mitzvah itself seems to have a different nuance. One is the mitzvah of hearing Shefer, and one is the mitzvah of blowing Shefer. Obviously, you can't hear it without blowing it, but the question is, what is the Iker mitzvah? Is it the mitzvah of the blowing of the Shefer, or is the mitzvah of the hearing of the Shefer? Is a separate discussion, but just important to point out when the argument makes a clear comparison between the two. Fact of that once I know that Shefer is Deicha Shabbos, even the Heksher of Shefer is Deicha Shabbos, so why do I have to have a psukim by all the other ones? By Eimer, by Shtelechem, by Lulav, by Sukkah, by Matzah, why do I need a source? Why don't we learn enough for Shefer? Says the Marv Lichtav Rechmona Shefer, let us have this Nima that we have, the Shefer Zeich Shabbos, the Machshirim Zeich Shabbos, again, all according to the Ezer. The Leisa Hadaf Ligmi Mnei, and let the other ones learn from Shefer. As says the Marv Mitzkiya Shefer, you can't learn after Shefer. Why? Not from Shefer of Roshana, and not from Shefer of Yevil. Mitzkiya Shefer, the Roshana, like Mikmari, you can't learn after the Kiya Shefer of Roshana. Why? Because it's Kiya Shefer of Roshana, it's a major power. What does it do? The Tekiya Shefer of Roshana, it brings the Zecher of Klal Yisrael in front of Hashem for Lavinish Meshmaim. So it's not just Stam. This is not the Sifrei Kabbalah or other Inyanim. This is a Gemara. The Gemara is saying very clearly that what does Shefer do? It's not just a mitzvah in the Torah. Shefer brings in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Zichreinus of Klal Yisrael, and it helps Klal Yisrael curry good favor for a positive Gemara Din, for positive judgment on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a very powerful. The Shefer is not just a mitzvah of Shefer, it has ancillary benefits of getting Klal Yisrael in the good books of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you can't learn, maybe that's Teicha Shabbos, but maybe other mitzvahs not Teicha Shabbos. But the Kishayfer Dem Kippurim, like the Migmar, you can't learn it from the Kishayfer Dana Yom Kippur, which is of Yevil. Why? Because that also has a special power. You know power that has? Damamar, Taku Bezdin Shefer, when Bezdin Moses the Shefer in Yevil, Yom Kippur of Yevil, Niftur Avadim V'teim, that it patters, that releases the avadim back to their houses, and that causes the fields to go back to the owners. The blowing of the shofar has that effect, since it creates that chalais, that the avadim go free, and the sadis go back to the owners. That's also a shofar has a special power, the shofar of Yom Kippur, and therefore we can't learn out to the other case as well. A small error, maybe someone pointed out, by Eimer, we pointed out yesterday, by Eimer, Emesh Teilechem, we say there is a power over there, the Emesh Teilechem is being matir, the bring the Minchas Eimer, is matir all the Chadash, what was still not considered Chadash, it makes it Yashin, and it makes it permissible to eat all last year's grain. And that's for the Hedyatim. And Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, the Minch Chadasha, we bring on Shavuos, that's matir all the new grains to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring as Menachas. So the Chayra, you could say also that it's not just an act, it's not just a mitzvah, the mitzvah creates an outside Chalais. It's interesting, maybe the Chalais of sending the avadim free and making the sadis revert back to the owners is considered a bigger nafkumin, a bigger chalais than the chalais of Eimer Shtelechem, and therefore we can't learn out even those from Shefer. Okay. So we said, Mila v'chomachshir dech l'shabbos. We said that according to Blazer, Mila, divrei Blazer, Mila amachshirin are dech l'shabbos, so ironically enough, even though our parak started off the Mila, obviously, and the fact that Mila and the Machshir, according to Blazer, Teicha Shabbos, we went off with a discussion that not for all of the mitzvahs is Mila, are the Machshir and Teicha Shabbos, only by Mila, and we went off on a whole list of other mitzvahs where the Machshir, according to Blazer, are Teicha Shabbos, and a few that even Blazer's Maida, namely again, Tzitzis and Mezuzah, that is not Teicha Shabbos. But we never actually got back to the source that Mila itself is Teicha Shabbos with its Machshirim. Says the Gemara, Menola and Blazer, how does Blazer know that Mila is Deicha Shabbos together with Machshirin? Says the Gemara, Imikulu Gemara, if you want to learn from all these various cases that we've been listing, each one, Kedarmina, each one has a Chumrah, right? Each one has a Chumrah, like we keep pointing out, that Eimer and Shtelechem is Gavaya, we've said Matzah is Naig by Nashim and Ananashim, Lulav is together with three other species, it's four medium put together, Sukkah is Naig by Yem Balayla, all the other Dinim that we said, Machshir and Deicha Shabbos, have a special Chumrah. Shefer, we just pointed out, of course, has the power that it brings Kaisel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, where it's frees Avadim and returns the fields on Yevil. So all these things have a chumrah, you can't learn meal from there. V'aid, and furthermore, forget about each individual chumrah. Malhanach, there's a universal chumrah of all of them over Mila that we can't learn out the Mila's Deicha Shabbos and the Machshir and Deicha Shabbos from the other cases. Why? Because Malhanach, top of Kufa Mezim and Aleph, Shekain im Avar Zman Abadla. In all these other cases, im Avar Zman Abadla, if you miss the time for the mitzvah, it's done. It's history. You didn't matz on Pesach, you didn't shake the lulav, you didn't go in the sukkah, it's done. The Karban Eimer, the Shtelechem, you missed the time, it's done. Says Gemara, Elahaina Taimed, Deb Lazar. And Mila, of course, even if you didn't do Mila on the right, on the Bismane, on the eighth day, you still do the Mila later. We'll actually circle back to that. We'll circle back to that in a moment. Elahina time of Blazer, Tamakrav, Yemashmin, Yima Basar Lase. What's the reason for Blazer? Why we're saying that it's Deicha Shabbos and even the Machshir Deicha Shabbos? We've pointed this out from when we started the Perek. Uvi Yemashmini Yima Basar Lase, Afi Bashabbos. But Yemashmini tells me eighth day, no matter when that day is, eighth day, even if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos. Why don't we say by Mila? The Lay Suhanach Ligwimine. Why don't we say the din that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, what we're learning, Yemashmini Yimel, and now is Mila Deicha Shabbos, Machshir, according to Blazer, a Deicha Shabbos, and learn all the other cases, the Machshir and Adecha, from Mila. Why do they each need their own individual source? Mila is unique in that we know Mila has 13 brises. The Torah says the word bris 13 times over bris Mila. We spoke, and that's what's so special. We quote, if you remember, from Tosfos in Megillah. We'll go over it again quickly. Tosfos in Megillah asks that why by Mila Are we not geyser? Not according to Blazer, according to Rabbanim, according to Bekiva. How we paskin? Why by Mila are we geyser? That Mila should not be done on Shabbos, just like with geyser Alach Lameisa Shafer, we don't blow on Shabbos. Lulav, we don't take on Shabbos because Shemir Avreni may come to carry the lulav, may come to carry the Shafer, and we push off a mitzvah daraisa because you may come to be Avreni Tzah. So Mila too, even Alach Lameisa Mila is Deicha Shabbos, we should push off Mila and not do it. Shemir Avreni. So Taisa's answer was exactly this Gemara. This is part of the Gemara that Mila is special. Taisa gives two answers. His first answer is that Mila is special because it's Nichusu Alashay Pisas. We have 13 covenants that were made over Bismillah, and therefore it's special over other mitzvahs, and therefore Halach L'maisa, the Rabbanan didn't see fit to be geyser, to not to do Mila on Shabbos, even though they were geyser, eliminate Shafer, eliminate Lulav, when it's on Shabbos, they don't eliminate Mila because of this Mila of Shashas Abisus. We'll get back to the other answers in a second, but I want to just go in order. We mentioned three lines ago that Mila Bismana, top line of the page, that of Bismana Batla by other mitzvahs, as opposed to by Mila. What's the halacha of a person didn't do a bris mila? What's the status? So the halacha is, of course, when a baby is a katan, there's no chiyuvim for a katan. Once a person reaches godless and doesn't have bris mila, there's a famous machlekes Rambam Ravid. Rambam says that kol yom v'yom, from when a person reaches godless, every single day that a person doesn't have bris mila, he is chayiv, he's mevatel a mitzvah say, he's mevatel a mitzvah say of bris mila. However, the chiyuv karas is only when a person dies without a bris. When a person is nifted without a bris, then he's chayiv karas. So ironically enough, I mean, karas, we always understand that one of the ideas of karas is that karas, a person dies early. Over here, by bismillah, the person's only chayiv karas when he dies without a bris. So it can't be that karas is just about dying early. It has to be more being cut off in the next world as well, because the person's only chayiv karas for a bris, according to Rambam, if he dies without a bris. Every day that he's a gadol without a bris, he's mevatel aseh, but karas is only when he dies without the bris. Rav attack argues and says, what do you mean? The idea of karas is he dies early. Rav said that every day that a person doesn't perform mila, he's carrying a chayiv karas. It doesn't mean he's not chayiv a separate karas every day, but he's carrying on his shoulders a chayiv karas every day that he doesn't have the bris. So the chayiv karas is already once he's a gadol and he doesn't have bris mila. So every day he carries with him a chayiv karas. So the Kesef Mishnah actually says that everyone agrees, even the Rambam agrees, or even the Ravid agrees, I should say, that once the person ultimately goes and performs a bris, obviously according to Rambam, the person's only chayiv karas if he dies without a bris. If he performs a bris at any point in his lifetime, even Seif Rambam, he's no longer chayiv karas. Even Ravid, who says that a person's chayiv karas every day without the bris, when he performs that bris, then it takes off the chayiv karas. Even though he's been carrying a chayiv karas all this time, once he performs it, it takes off the chayiv karas. They both agree that a person who does a bris meal at some point in life is not going to be chayiv karas. The Shalal just says, till they perform the bris, is he chayiv karas or not? So the Primeisha explains actually a little bit of a nice pirish in this machlekes. Rambam and Ravid explains the Primeisha that the machlekes perhaps is the mitzvah the maisa mila, or is the mitzvah the result of mila? Is the mitzvah the maisa mila, or is the mitzvah the result of mila? Meaning, Rambam holds the mitzvah is to do a maisa mila. So as long as he gets that act done, the act of mila, the act of making the bris done before his life, at some point in his lifetime, he's okay. He's not chayiv karas. The rival is the mitzvah is to be gemalt. The mitzvah is to be gemalt. So every day that he goes without having a bris, he's in a matzav of a chayiv karas. Once the maisa, he does a bris at some point in his life, it's like a tshuva, he did tshuva, he fixed the issue, and no longer is he going to be chayiv karas. But that's the idea behind the machlokes is whether you chayiv right away karas or not, is whether or not the mitzvah is to be gemalt, to have had a bris mila done, or the act of the mila itself. Okay, so now just getting back to the second point, we said this idea of malum yesh kein nechusul v'shoyshu brises. We're really going to go, the whole conversation now is going to circle back to Rabbanan. The whole next Gemara is going to circle back to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Elazar, who hold machshirim of mila are not deicha Shabbos, they're maskim that mila itself is deicha Shabbos. Marvin wants to know, what's the source according to Rabbanan that mila is deicha Shabbos? We just explained according to Rabbi Elazar how we know mila, and which includes the machshirim of deicha Shabbos. We're going to ask Kort Rabbanan, how do you know mila is deicha Shabbos? Ultimately, the Mar's favorite source is going to be the same source as Rabbi Elazar, which is Uviyam Eshmin Himal. But even Kort Rabbanan, how do we know mila is deicha Shabbos? So just to quickly review the question that we touched on already earlier today, we touched on a couple of days when we started the parak, which is, if mila is deicha Shabbos, even though the Rabbanan agree, mila itself is deicha Shabbos, but machshirim are not deicha Shabbos, so why would the Rabbanan not geyser that you can't do mila on Shabbos? Gezeri may come to carry the knife for Amos, which would be a Heksha mitzvah, you may come to carry the knife for Amos, according to Rabbanan, according to Bekiva, the Heksha mitzvah is not mutter. Why were we not geyser about Mila the same way we're geyser about Lulav and about Shafer? So we spoke up before already that Taisa's first answer is, like our Gemara points out over here, that Mila is more chashev because it was Nichusu, Shalosh, Esh, Brises, there's 13 Brises on it. Taisa brings a second answer that there's much fewer portion of society as able to be ma'ilim, they're able to do milas, right? Shefer is many people, not the haminam, not the ruba, but many people blow shefer. Lulav, everyone takes lulav. So by shefer, lulav is more of a concern that the masses are involved and they may make a mistake and carry the lulav and carry the shefer. By mila, because it's such an exclusive group who perform mila to begin with, we're not as concerned, there was such a concern that it'll come to Chil Shabbos, the people who are in that group will be knowledgeable enough to know not to carry the knife for Shabbos, not to forget themselves, everyone knows, but not to forget themselves and carry the knife for Shabbos, and therefore the Chum didn't feel a need to make Xerah Legabe Mila, which only pertains to a smaller population, that is Taisa Second Teretz of Megillah. But we spoke out, and this is really why the main reason why I went to Chazar this question and these answers. We spoke out of Taz. The Taz says a major Yisayid, and this Yisayid comes up in many other places. The Taz says a Yisayid that the Rabbanan could only be Iker, a mitzvah in the Torah, for example, Lulav on Shabbos, Shefer on Shabbos, when they're not being Iker, the mitzvah of the Torah completely. When the Torah says, do a mitzvah, and the Rabbanan say, in this specific instance, don't do it, okay, it's going against the Torah, but obviously the Rabbanan did it for purposes of protecting the Torah, protecting the Isser of Eitzah, Shevataisa, we say Shevataisa, we say, don't go be over the Torah, don't do the mitzvah of the Torah, which such as Lulav or Shefer, because he may come to lead to a bigger bigger Isser in the Torah. Okay, the Rabbanan can say Shevataisa. But when the Torah says do a mitzvah, and the Rabbanan's gezerah not to do it, will completely uproot that mitzvah, then the Rabbanan don't have the power to make that gezerah. And we said that's the classic reason why the Chari should have made the Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan make a gezerah? To never blow a Shefer. Shefer is clay shear. Shefer is a musical instrument. We know we don't do music, you don't use musical instruments on Shabbos or on Yantiv. Gezerah, you may come to fix it. You may come to fix it for breaks. So you're not allowed to use musical instruments. If that's the case, you shouldn't be able to ever blow a shefer on any Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz says, Avadana, you don't say that, because that would be, the Torah says, blow a shefer, and the Rabbanan come to say, to uproot that mitzvah completely, that you can't do. Similarly, we have a drasha here, Uvi Yemashmini, Yimol, that bris milah should be done on Shabbos, if the Rabbanan were to be geyser, that you cannot do bris milah on Shabbos. Because Shem Yavrenu, it would come out that this drasha of Yom HaShmini, this drasha of saying that Mila takes place on Shabbos, is completely uprooted. The Torah says one thing, and the Rabbanan is saying completely against it. Not in certain occasions go against it, but rather across the board, and the Rabbanan don't have that power to say Sheva Taisa, to go against a explicit drasha or din deraisa in a complete fashion. On occasion, yes, not in a complete fashion. Okay, big Yisrael from the Taz. Says the Gemara. The Rabbanan only argued on Rabbi Lezer with regard to the machshirin of Mila, are they Deich HaShabbos or not? Av Mila Gufa, the Mila itself, certainly, Tevi HaKol Deich HaShabbos, Rabbanan agreed to Lezer, everyone agrees, is Deich HaShabbos. Menala, what's the source? And again, really, there's a little bit of lack of a suspense, because we just quoted a source. Rabbi Lezer's source didn't say machshirin. Rabbi Lezer's source just said that Mila is Deich HaShabbos from Vyam HaShmini. There's no reason why that same source can't work according to Rabbanan. And again, I've mentioned many times, it is going to be the same source, the Gemara's preferred source. The Gemara is going to ultimately bring seven options. I think only two of them stick, and the rest of them are slugged up, but the source the Gemara likes the best is going to be Yom HaShmini. Let's see inside. Amarula. First option is, how do we know Mila Zeich HaShabbos? Halacha. It's a Messiah, Halacha Mesh Messinai. It's Halacha Mesh Messinai, Messiah, V'chein Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha, so to Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's Halacha, Halacha Mesh Messinai, Meisvei. So Gemara says, okay, it's very nice, you can't argue. If it was given over Messiah, there's nothing to argue about. It's the fact that Mila Zeich HaShabbos. The Gemara is a problem. Meisvei, we learned in a Braisa. Menayin L'Pekuch Nefesh Zeich HaShabbos. How do we know Pekuch Nefesh is Zeich HaShabbos? How do we know that when a person's life's at stake, we push aside Shabbos to save a person's life? Rabbi Zeich HaShabbos. We have a kavachaymer. Mami lishi achamir rav shadam. Mila, the mitzvah of Mila, which is perfecting a person, one of a person's avar, perfecting the makam Mila, perfecting that avar, deich Shabbos. We know it's deich Shabbos. Kavachaymer the pikuch nefesh. So kavachaymer pikuch nefesh deich Shabbos. Pikuch nefesh was the person's full body, and really, on a deeper level, what it means is bris mila is the fulfillment of a mitzvah with one of his avarim is deich Shabbos. So his full body, which pertains to fulfilling mitzvahs in his entire body forever. By pikuch nefesh is certainly going to be deich Shabbos. Okay, kavuchemer pikuch nefesh deich Shabbos. So without getting into the nuances of the kavuchemer itself, there's a basic issue. We don't make kavuchemers on halacha mesh b'sinais. You can make kavuchemer from dinim in the Torah that are explicit from drashas even, but you don't make kavuchemers from halacha mesh b'sinais. Says Ravisa Gadaydech kavuchemer Ravisa Gadaydech halacha. If you say that the din of milas deich Shabbos is itself only halacha mesh b'sinai, kavuchemer halacha miyasi. Do we make kavuchemers from halacha mesh b'sinais? We'll bring a proof to the opposite that we don't. V'atayim lo'itan b'risa. Amalei Reb Lazar ben Azariah. Akiva, Rav Lezer said to Rav Akiva, Akiva, Esim Kaserim Matame Alacha, Revias Dam, Kavachemer, Vein Dan Kavachemer Alacha. What's going on over there? There's a conversation, Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva, Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva having a machlekes, whether Revias Dam has a Tumei, whether has a Tumei of Maga or Masa. So the Rav Akiva wanted to bring a proof that we know a bone, I'm sorry, not whether a bone the size of a barley corn is able to have tumma, let's say, in an oil. So the Rabbi Kiva to bring a raya that we know etzim kaseira is metame, and revius dam is also metame, and therefore we should be able to make a kavachemer that the din of tumas oil would apply to etzim kaseira like it applies to revius dam. So on that, Rabbi Elazar retorted and says the din that etzim kaseira, the size of a barley corn is metame. We know, by the way, alach lemaisa, the bone is only metame in oil if you have rev binyan or rev minyan. You have to have rev of the binyan, the head and the shedra and the spine, or rev minyan, rev of the number of bones in the body. You have to have rev of the number of bones. So etzim kaseira, it's only tama directly if you touch it. It's not tama in oil. But the point is, Rabbi Kiva is trying to be kavuchaymer. But as I said, don't be kavuchaymer for etzim kaseira, because etzim kaseira, a bone the size of a seira, the fact that it's betame, sorry, Rabbi Kiva wants to be a kavuchaymer that the revius dam should certainly have tama from etzim kaseira. Says Rabbi Elazar Zayi, you can't be kavuchaymer because etzim kaseira itself is only halacha mishmi Sinai. It's halacha mishmi Sinai, and from halacha mishmi Sinai, we don't make kavuchaymers. Vein done a kavuchaymer b'halacha. That was the conversation there. So Agamar is applying it here as well and saying, if you're telling me the source of Bismillah is that Zdecha Shabbos is a Lech Shabbos Sinai, then how could we have a Breisa where, again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ironically enough, himself, is making a Kavachemer that if Mila is Zdecha Shabbos, then Pekuch Nefesh is Zdecha Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the one who says that we don't make Kavachemers from Halacha Mishmi Sinai. What would be the logic, by the way, why we don't make Kavachemers from Halacha Mishmi Sinai? At the end of the day, Halacha Mishmi Sinai is a din. It's a fact. So we should be allowed to make Kavachemer. So I heard actually a very nice hesber from Rabbi Razner Shita, Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Razner says that he said that the Rambam, when he goes to, we discussed this a few times in the past, Rambam goes to the different Gedarim, the different levels of Limudim, the Yud Gimel Midas, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, things that our Rabbanan explained to us, the Taich of a Pasuk, different Agdaris of how we darshan Torah, how we learn different ideas from the Torah. So one of the Agdaris is, Rambam explains, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, he explains Halacha Mishmi Sinai is something which is a milsipalei time. There's no reason, it's just a fact. Logic wouldn't dictate if you had 100 years to figure out what this din is, you never would have figured it out. The fact that the shear of something is the fact that whatever din Halacha Mishmi Sinai is, the fact that this din applies is in across the board by Halacha Mishmi Sinai, they're not logical, they're just facts. They're like Gzeiras HaKasavs, but they're not actually written down Halacha Mishmi Sinai. As opposed to, Rambam is contrasting it with, let's say, cases of where the Torah says, Ayin Techas Ayin. Ayin Techas Ayin, we say, doesn't mean money. If a person knocks on someone's eye, Ayin Techas Ayin means the simple text would mean it means an eye for an eye. We say it means money. That's an interpretation that we got from Moshe Bar Sinai. That's not Halacha Mishmi Sinai, because we probably could have figured out, maybe it would take a lot of time, that it doesn't mean knock out an eye for an eye, it means money. Or, let's say by Esther, when it says Pri Eitz Hadar, the Torah just says a beautiful pre. Who says it means esrig? Maybe over time we would have figured out that pre Eitz Hadar means esrig because it smells good, it tastes good. We would have figured out what it means. It means esrig. So that's the case that wouldn't be called Halacha Mishmi Sinai, because that's a milsa that has logic to it. It has a logic, so that's a pirish that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us in the Torah. That's Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Halacha Mishmi Sinai are things that are not, there's not really clearly referenced in the Torah, but B, there's no logic to them. That's the idea, that's what Rambam explains of Halacha Mishmi Sinai. So says Rabbi Razman that based on that idea in the Rambam, it's beautiful. If the whole idea of Halacha Mishmi Sinai are things that don't have logic, they're not logic based, the whole idea of Kavachemer is exact opposite. Kavachemer is the ultimate power of logic. From all the Gimel Midas, Mamasinus, all the different types of Davar Yatzim and Aklaus, all the different drushas, the one which is the most based in logic is Kavachemer. Madach, the more lenient case has this, certainly the Mohammed case has this. That is the ultimate case of logic. How could you make a Kavachemer based on a concept that's completely based not on logic? It's a beautiful Svara. That's something which is based I'm not saying that Halacha Mishmi Sinai are not logical, but they're not things that we could have derived from our own logic. These are just facts that are given over to us. Something which is based in facts given over to us without logic cannot be used to create Kavachemer, which is based in logic. Okay, says the Gemara. El Amar of Lazar, ice. The pasuk says ice. So again, we're looking for a source. Source number one, Mila Zecha Shabbos was Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and we're saying it doesn't work. El ice. We learn out from a Gzeir Shav of ice. That what it says. It says ice by Shabbos. It says ice by Mila. So we learn out that the ice is of Mila is Deicha Shabbos. El Me'at to Tefillin Chazib Ice. Tefillin where it says ice Litzchi Shabbos. Tefillin should also be Deicha Shabbos. Tefillin also has ice. It should be Deicha Shabbos. Says then, and we know Tefillin is not Deicha Shabbos. Lagabi, what is Tefillin not Deicha Shabbos? What do you mean Tefillin? Wearing Tefillin is Mukta. That's not it. It's Deraisa. L'chor, it means writing Tefillin. Ramban says it means the writing of Tefillin is not Deicha Shabbos. The writing of Tefillin, which is obviously a full fledged melacha, is not Deicha Shabbos. But it should be Alt Ice. El Me'at ice can't be a drasha. So says the Mara option number three. I see bris. Learn that from bris. Says bris by Shabbos. Says bris by Mila. And therefore bris is derech Shabbos. Says Gemara gadol tichsibei bris lifchi Shabbos. If that's the case, we know when's Mila derech Shabbos. He focuses that in our Gemara to the Perek. Mila is only derech Shabbos on the eighth day. The eighth day Mila bezmana is derech Shabbos. Mila Shabbos mana is not derech Shabbos. What do you mean? It says the word bris by a gadol too. It should be derech Shabbos by gadol as well. It should also be derech Shabbos. And we know it's not. Ela Isi. So that can be the source. Ela Isi deris. Says the word deris for bris. Says the word deris for Shabbos. And that's how we know it's derech Shabbos. Derech Shava. Derech Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Sitzes tichsibei deris. According to this, sitzes which has the word deris should also be derech Shabbos. Lichi Shabbos should be derech Shabbos. And we know it's not derech Shabbos. That was one of the first things we discussed yesterday. Says the Gemara. Ela Amar Nach Beritzlag. You're right. Done an ice bris for deris. The combination of all three. Ma'ice bris for deris. You have the Gezer Shava, ice bris, and deris. All three by bris. And therefore, the bris mila is deich Shabbos. But you're not going to learn out a bris by a gadol. You're not going to learn out tefillin. You're not going to learn out tzitzis because they don't have all three. The chad chadu, the chseven. They each have one. They don't have all three. So bris is deich Shabbos. These other items, including tefillin, are not derech Shabbos. Quickly, just one other topic. It's time to speak a minute on tefillin. So we're saying tefillin is not derech Shabbos. There's actually machlekes we spoke about earlier in, we spoke about menachas more at length, but whether it came up in brachas as well, whether tefillin is a mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. Of course, Rav Meir Shita is Tana. Rav Meir says tefillin is man Shabbos. We pass Lemaisa that Shabbos loves man tefillin. Big enough penis, of course, a nashim achleiv tefillin. According to Rav Meir, that tefillin is not Shabbos. It's not considered as man grama, and women would have a mitzvah tefillin as well. Apparently, the fact that you don't tefillin at night, Laila Lav Zman Tulani, is not enough of a reason to call not Zman Grama. We hold that tefillin, because we know the Maisa. Rameir says women could wear tefillin, women wear tefillin, women have mitzvah tefillin, because he holds that tefillin is not on Shabbos. Whereas we pass that Shabbos is not Zman Tulani, and therefore women do not wear tefillin because it is considered Zman Grama. Shechnach Paskins that we're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Not only is there no mitzvah, we're not allowed to wear it, it's muktzah. We also know in general that we wear tefillin even these days. We don't wear it all day. We used to wear it all day. We wear it the bare minimum, so to speak. We wear it by davening, and that's it. We don't wear it extra. So Shabbos, there's no mitzvah, certainly we wouldn't wear it. And the Shulchan Aruch goes further and says, you know, the reason we don't have tefillin on Shabbos is because Shabbos itself is an ice. Tefillin is an ice. We don't need the ice of tefillin because we have the ice of Shabbos. It would be a zilzel to the ice of Shabbos to incorporate the ice of tefillin. What's the idea behind it? So it's famous, Rebbeinu Bechaya, and the Chumash, Rebbeinu Bechaya says that a person always needs to have two ices. Al pishtayim edim yak medavar. A person has to have two edim. Two edim of a person is always two ices. A person always has with him a bris mila. He has bris mila, that's one ice. And therefore, during the week when he has tefillin, that's the second ice. Shabbos, we have Shabbos the second ice. He doesn't need the third ice. He doesn't need tefillin. And therefore, on Shabbos, the bris and Shabbos are the two ices. No need for tefillin. This is an interesting lamedish conversation from the Radvaz that a person who can't medically have a bris mila, should he be able to wear tefillin on Shabbos? The Maisi writes, no. He says, about the not, the person who doesn't have bris mila either doesn't wear tefillin on Shabbos, even though he's missing the second ice. But he says it for matter of factly. But based on the Rabbeinu Chaya, he has a discussion about it because perhaps you would think that maybe he could in order to have a second ice on Yom Tov also. Yom Tov is an ice like Shabbos. Therefore, it's tefillin, and this really leads to, we're not going to enter now, no time. But the conversation with Chalamayin, why Chalamayin? There's a big machlekes in various Menachim Kaisrael, whether it's tefillin or not, because the Shaila really circles around whether Chalamayin is an ice like Yom Tov and Shabbos or not, whether it's an ice like Yom Tov Shabbos or not. Halach l'mayis l'gabim muktza, if there's tefillin on the table in the shul on Shabbos, you show up and it's tefillin that's in the way, you're allowed to move the it's machlekes, but the velt is naig to be makel to move the tefillin as muktza, even though it's muktza, to move the tefillin out of the place on Shabbos. Okay. Says the Gemara, another source. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Amar Kar B'Yayim. Rabbi Yechon says the same source as Rabbi Lazar brought early in the Daf. The source that Mila is Dech Shabbos is because the Pasuk says B'Yayim, B'Yayim Afil B'Shabbos. Rabbi tells me even on Shabbos, Shabbos Mila is Dech Shabbos. Amar Leir Rabbi Yechon Meshlakish Al Me'ato Mechus Kapar Tchisibu B'Yayim Mechus Kapar. People that were Tamei that had to wait 7 days Zava Yeledas Mitzayra. They wait 7 days for the complete Tuma and they go to the Mikvah. Then so they have Hirv Shemesh, but they're not fully out of the Tuma till when? Till the next morning, day 8, where they bring a carbon on the 8. So Mechus Kapar Tchisibu B'Yayim says B'Yayim. They should be derech Shabbos. The carbon they bring on the eight should be derech Shabbos, and we know it's not. You have to wait till Sunday. Says Gemara, "V'bayle b'yam v'bayle." No, that yom over there, Mechus Kapar is telling me you bring the carbon by day and not at night. The Mechus Kapar is telling me the carbon is brought by day, not by night. In fact, behind v'bayle b'yam v'bayle. So maybe by Mila as well. Maybe the word b'yam is telling me that Mila is done by day, not at night, and it's not actually to teach me. It's not actually to teach me whether or not that whether it's derech Shabbos. Says Gemara, "Huma ben shpanis yamim afka." The fact that Mila is done by day is from ben shpanis yamim. Ben shpanis yamim tells me it's done by the word yamim. Is extra to tell me that it's done by day. In fact, Gemara, By Mechusa Kapurim, by the ones being carbon after 7 days of Tumma, it says B'yayim Tzavasai. B'yayim Tzavasai also is actually the Tumma due by day, in which case the word B'yayim, the other word B'yayim Mechusa Kapurim should teach me, is Zeicha Shabbos. And we know it's not, says Gemara, no. Even though B'yayim Mechusa Kapurim, you have the word B'yayim Tzavasai to teach me, it's by day. Still, at Avavavimini, you can do by night. I'd say maybe in the Chachili, you can do by day, but maybe you can also do by night. Why? It's Ruchzak Nachamina, I would have thought, Halach is that all these people, Minik Kabarnas, they're allowed to be Bedalos. Meaning, depending on their income level, on the level of wealth, they can be different kabbarnas. Behema, Aif, or Mincha, they can be different level kabbarnas based on their based on their level of means. So since we have the kula of it comes bedalos, maybe over there is a kula to bring at night as well. Maybe we're not makban on by day. Maybe it's the chatzilah, we're not makban on it. Kamashpon, now we're makban on it. Maskular, Avinu, V'yas, Akasha, Elamata, one second. You tell me because you're allowed to bring a carbon bedalos, there's a havmina that we're not makban on the din of carbonas coming dafka by day. Not at night, so maybe we're not makban on the dinim. Yezar kashbem, maybe the zar non kashy should be kasher to do the avoda. Yezar kashbem, the einan kashbem. Let the zar be kasher, let the einan be kasher to do avoda by an einan person that just lost a relative should be kasher to avoda because just like you can bring carbon dollars, maybe those other kapedas we're not makban on them either. Says Mar, no hadrika. Lameisa we stressed a second time b'yayim tzavasai plus the other word b'yayim by mechusa kaburim to say that the carbon has to be dafka by day. Once it has to be by day and it can't be at night, no longer. Could you make these coolest and say, just like you can bring carbon medalas, we're not makban on day and night, we're not makban on zer, we're not makban on einan? Not true, because the mer repeated, the pasuk repeated the word b'yayim, and therefore makban by day, and therefore, just like night's no good, zer and einan won't be good. Ritva asks, Ritva is bothered, he gives four answers. What will be the havamina? That zer is kasher. We know hazar kar vumas. We know zer is never kasher avoda. What is the havmina? So Ritva gives one answer. Enechrami. The question wasn't about zer. Einan. Even though einan, we know we have the psukim over there by Moshe in the conversation with Aaron about the sons doing avoda when they're einans. We know that einan can't do avoda, but maybe that is not as clear, not as beforeish. By einan was a question. Zer wasn't really a question. Zer we knew wouldn't be good. Answer number one for the Ritva. Answer number two. The havmina was that when there's no kain available, the Torah means when there's a kain available, a zar kar vumas zar can't do avoda. Maybe when there's no kain available, maybe zar could do avoda. Answer number two. Answer number three is that enechanami avad does never have mina a zer should be kosher for avayda. It meant the zer could be kosher lachila. A zer could eat the kachem. Maybe that was the havmina, but not to do the avayda itself. Answer number four, the Ritva, is that zer doesn't mean zer. Very lumdish answer. Zer means a kayan with asbegadim. We know we learned in kachem that the kayanim bisman should bigdei malayim kunasam leim. When they're wearing the bigdei kuna, that's when they have a status of a kayan. Ain bigdei malayim, they don't have a status of a kayan. A kayan himself without asbegadim is like a zer. It means that type of zer. Maybe a zer, a kayan with asbegadim could be kosher. Kamashman, even that's not good. But that was the Havmina. About the Havmina was everybody Zar proper. Four answers to the Ritva. What the Havmina was, again, the Maskan, of course, Zar is no good, but the Mar asks the Havmina. The Ritva wants to know what was the Havmina. He gets four different answers. Okay. Rav Acha b'Yaakov Amar, another source for Mila being overtaking Shabbos. I think this is the last one. Amar Kar Shmini, says the Pasuk Shmini. Shmini feel b'Shabbos. It says, Yemesh Shmini, we focus on the word Shmini. Shmini means eighth day, no matter when, even on Shabbos. Hi, I Shmini by Leilim Mitashvi. But the word Shmini is need to tell me that Bris Mila is Dafka day eight, not day seven. Gemara says Shvi. No, the fact that day seven is not the day of Bris Mila. From 8 days old, we know from the pasuk of 8 days old tells me it's not the seventh day. Says the Marvakati Barilei Chal Muteshvi. We need Chal Muteshvi, Chal Mutechi. We need two psukim. We need Shmini and Ben Shemaynes Yamim to have two miutim to say Dafka the 8th day, Dafka the 8th day as opposed to the 7th day, Dafka the 8th day as opposed to the 9th day. Says the Gemara. Meaning, I would have thought, said the Mer explains, if you only have one pasuk, I would say Havamina Shvihu, you can't do it on the 7th day, it's excluded. It's Mechusas Man, it's not ready yet. The baby's not ready for Amelia till day 8. Maybe from the 8th day on, is it Zman, and it's not going to need the truth. And indeed, the truth is that from the 8 days on, the bris can be performed, but the 8th day is the mitzvah of Zmana, is the 8th day. I would have thought that there's no extra, besides for Zriz Makdim mitzvahs, maybe there's no extra Indian to do on the 8th day. Maybe it could be done on any day, Kamashman, it says twice, the Lashon of Shemayna, 8, tell me, it's Dafka the 8th day, and therefore it's not extra. Ela Machvarta Kedar Beichanan. So Machvarta, the answer is clear, like a Beichanan, what's the source that Mila is Deich Shabbos? Uvayim. Now remember, earlier we had a bunch of other sources that didn't work, but we put them together. Deiris, Ice, Bris, if you have all three words of Mila, that was another source. Apparently the Mara still likes the singular source of Vayayim for Beichanan better, which also, by the way, was the source we quoted earlier today from Rabbi Eliezer. Uvayim HaShmini, Uvayim is the source that Rabbi Eliezer says that Mila is Deich HaShabbos with the Machshirin, and the Rabbanan say that same source is just that Mila is Deich HaShabbos, the Mila itself, not the Machshirin. Okay. Tanik of us Rabbi Eliezer, right to Rabbi Eliezer, would like Rabbi Eliezer, right to Rabbi Eliezer, and not like Rabbi Eliezer, who brought this drash from Shmini, says Shmini Yimel. Plus says the Mila should be done on the 8th day, Afil B'Shabbos, Mila should be performed on the 8th day, even on Shabbos, Mani Mekai Mechalei Mishuas. Mila should Mila should be done the eighth evening of Shabbos. I will, the pasuk says, Mechala, Mishimah, those are Mechal Shabbos, Achai Misa. Bishar Melachos, Chutz Mila, refers to any other Melacha outside of Mila. I ain't Ella Marius rhetorically. I ain't Ella feel Mila, maybe first to Mila as well. Umani Mikayim Shmini Yimel. Maybe Mila also can't be done on Shabbos. It's also Malacha. And what does it mean when it says the Pasuk Shmini Yimel, it should be Bismil on the eighth day? Chos b'Shabbos, it means excluding Shabbos, but maybe on Shabbos he can't do Mila. Tamalai Rabbi Yaim. So very clearly, this price starts off with the word Shmini as the drasha that you do on the eighth day, and says it's not sufficient, and you have to come out to B'Yaim, the word B'Yaim, if you B'Shabbos, which is Rabbi Yechon's drasha, that B'Yaim is the drasha with Mila's Decha Shabbos. Amarava. Hi Tana Mekar Maiko Nikolai. So Rabbi now explains, we have this type of Shprach twice. Now and again, and Amud Beis, that Rav says, what was this Brisa Shakavataya? Meaning, what was his Havamina and what was his Maskana? When he went to Darshan on the eighth day, the Shemini initially, and then he says, you can't Darshan the eighth because maybe Mechala Mesumas includes even Mila. What was the back and forth? We'll say my Kashle. Hachkamer. Shemini Yimal, Afi B'Shabbos. First, he assumed to say the Pasuk Shemini Yimal means even on Shabbos. Omar Mikai Mechala Mesumas. What do you do the Pasuk of Mechala of those Mechal Shabbos? Achai Misa, B'Shar Melachos Mila. It means other malachas, not Mila. Aval Mila, Dachi Mila's Deicha. Why? There's got to be more logic. Why? Why everything else but Mila? Mila's Deicha, you know why? Kavachimer. It's Kavachimer. What's Kavachimer? Umat Saras, Deicha's Aveda. Saras, which is Deicha's Aveda. We know a person who has Saras, it could be Deicha, the Aveda. Sorry, opposite. A Kayan is usher to cut off Taras. Everyone's usher to cut off Taras. The point is, it's usher for a person to cut off Taras to Mekayim and Avaida. Rashi brings either for the Kayan to Avaida, or if even a non-Kayan who can't eat Karm Pesach in order to Mekayim the midst of Karm Pesach, it's called like an Avaida, he cannot cut off the Taras in order to Mekayim the Avaida of Karm Pesach. So Matzaras, Shadechas Avaida, pushes off Avaida. You don't do the Avaida, you lose the Avaida of Karm Pesach, you lose the other carbon because of Taras. Avaida Dechas Shabbos, and Avaida, which gets pushed off from Taras, Avaida itself is Deicha Shabbos. So we have, by law of transitive law, that Saras is Deicha Avaida, and Avaida, we know we do it perform Avaida Shabbos, Avaida is Deicha Shabbos. So Mila, which is Deicha Isa, Mila, which is Deicha Shabbos, Mila, says Gemara, Mila, Deicha Isa, Mila is Deicha Shabbos, Shabbos Shenitzchut Me Avaida, and Adin Shem Mila Deicha Isa. Mila, sorry, is Deicha, Mila is Deicha Saras. Halacha is if there's a Saras by the Makkah Mila, you do Mila anyway. So if Mila is Deicha Saras, and Saras is Deicha Avaida, which is Deicha Shabbos, so Mila certainly should be Deicha Shabbos. That was the assumption that Mila is yes Deicha Shabbos. Says Gemara, Ein Adin Shtei Mila Deicha Isa. So it's a good source. So my Ein Ela Dekamer. So why did he fall off? Why did the Rashi fall off? I have to come up with a new source. Uviyaim says Gemara, Hada Amar when my Saras Chamura. Who told you Saras Chamur? Till my Shabbos Chamur. Maybe Shabbos Mo Chamur. Shkin Yesh Ba Einshem Azaris Habi. Shabbos is many Einshem Men Azaris. If you ask any Yid, what's the most Chamur they commit? Avera right off the bat. The first thing they think of, and they may avoid Zara, but think of Shabbos. When my who told you because Taras is Chamer? It's not the pshat that Taras is Chamer, and that's why it's Deicha Avaida. The person is not fit, can't do Avaida. Therefore, he can't do Avaida. It's not that Taras that's Chamer, it's the person's, it's just not fit for Avaida. And therefore, your whole chain of Kavu Chamer doesn't fit. Therefore, maybe Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, Tam Lemer B'yayim, if it's coming to a Joshua B'yayim, Afil B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Tanar Banan, Mila Deicha Taras, Mila we just spoke out is Deicha Taras. Even, by the way, this is one of the proofs they bring that Saras does not only come for Lashon Hara, unless it comes for the father's Lashon Hara, because a baby who's 8 days old, pretty likely has never spoken Lashon Hara, and still he has Saras. So obviously, Mila, Saras is not only Lashon Hara, or not only the person's own Lashon Hara, it can come from other sources as well. Says Gemara, Tanarban, Mila Dechashabbos, Saras, Mila Dechashabbos, Mayim Bezban, Mayim Shabbos, Mila, whether it's being done on the 8th day or not, we know it's not Dechashabbos, unless it's the 8th day. But it's Deicha the Isser of cutting. By the way, I didn't explain it clearly. There's an Isser anywhere else in a person's body to cut off the Saras. There's an Isser to cut off the Saras. By the Makkah Mila, Mila's Deicha that Isser, and one is allowed to perform the Mila, even though it's cutting off the Saras. Yomtiv in Deicha al-Bismana Bavad, whereas Yomtiv, the Mila, a Yomtiv, is only Deicha if it's Bismana, and similarly, if it's spoken by Shabbos, it's only Deicha Bismana, whereas Saras, Mila's Deicha, even Shabbos Bismana, Mila, we don't know this, Tar Abanan, Yim Bissar Lassay, Tafu Bishesh, Baharis Yakuts, the Pasuk says, Yim Bissar Lassay, Dubris Mila, and we darshan, even if there's a Bissar of a Beharis, even if there's a Saras, Yakut, you still do the Mila. I'm going to Mikhaim, Hisham Rebbe Negat Saras. This is the Isser. This is the Lav of cutting off Saras. Hisham Rebbe Negat Saras. Hisham is Lashon of Lav. Hisham a pen, Va'al, or Lashon of Lav. Hisham be careful with the Negat Saras. There's a Lav to cut off the Saras. What does it mean? Hisham Rebbe comes to Mila elsewhere outside of Mila, but Mila is Deicha. Oy Eina, again, rhetorically, says the Mar, maybe go the other way. Afilo Mila, maybe even Mila is usher in cutting off tzaras. And when it says the pasuk do bris Mila, it means bismat sheima bharis. When there's no tzaras there, But when the sarasa, you can't do mila, perhaps. Tam lemer basar. Therefore, it says basar. Afal pishisham maharis. Basar tells me even this maharis, he still performed the mila. Ask the Gemara again. Same exact type of conversation. Amar Rava. The Tana had a svar to say mila is deichet saras. Then went back and said maybe it's not deichet saras. And then he brought a pasuk that is deichet. What was the havamina and deflection before we got the pasuk? And we'll end with this for today. Says the Gemara hakamar. And from Tsaras, Tilma Tsaras Chamir, maybe Tsaras Mo Chamir, like we had on top of the Amud. She can't deich Avaida, because you can go both ways. You could say, don't tell me the reason why Tsaras can't do Avaida is because there's a Psul Gavra. Maybe the Tsaras itself is deich Avaida. That's how we view it. She can't deich Avaida. Avaida deich Shabbos. We know Avaida is done on Shabbos. Avaida is deich Shabbos. Tsaras deich Avaida. And therefore, maybe Tsaras Mo Chamir than Shabbos. And don't be Mikav Chamir that for the fact that Mila is deich Shabbos, that Mila is going to be deich Tsaras. Tamalem Basar, therefore, Basar says Basar, Afa Bishisha Maharis. Basar tells me, even when there's a Maharis, you still perform the Bris Mila, even though you're cutting off the Maharis. Lishna Achrina is really the same type of drasha, but instead of running through it too quickly, I'd rather do it properly and go over it. We'll go over the Zeskamara and Lishna Achrina Mitzvah tomorrow. Pick up from here. Have a wonderful day.